Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So I've got multiple ones, but... aside from my annoying neighbors now that play their EDM music and I'm in an apartment, they play it all evening long. When I lived in Gold Bar, I had a neighbor that would come over, drink beer, cool guy and everything, and ask me to help him do stuff. And so I would go help him do things, shovel his driveway, put gravel in his driveway. Then anytime I barely asked him to help me do anything, but if I did, or he offered to do something, he wanted money.
What?
Damn. Constantly.
But you could help him. Did he ever even offer you money?
I would help him shovel new gravel into his driveway, and I'd get a couple beers. And if I was out putting gravel in my driveway, he'd come over and go, oh, you want a hand? And I go, yeah, okay, sure. And then he'd be like, okay, I'll do it for $40.
So I hope you stopped helping this guy.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I would not. Did you think that he maybe got caught on to what was going on?
I think so. I had a tree fall on my house, and by the time I got home, he had limbed the tree, chopped it all up, and everything. And I was like, "Oh, awesome! Thanks. My house is damaged. You took it off my roof. I really appreciate it. $150.
So, are you serious?
And I didn't ask him to do it. He just did it. And then when I got home, he charged me for it.
Did he have a job?
He was an excavator operator, and he shattered his leg. And so he was disabled and didn't.
Well,
he can live a tree.
He was on disability.
Exactly.
I mean, what would have happened if you didn't give him $150? Like, would he reconstruct the tree and put it back on the house?
Probably nothing would have happened. You know, he just would have stopped talking to me, which would probably have been a good idea.
Yeah, sounds like it.
How late do your neighbors now play the EDM music?
They were going the other night, and I went to bed I'm in an apartment now, so I went to bed at 9 o'clock, and I went in the bedroom, and all you could hear is, and yep. I eventually fell asleep. I beat on the wall a couple times. That didn't do nothing.
No. They probably couldn't even hear it. They probably thought I was part of the beat.
Yeah, I was going to say, they probably didn't even hear it.
Don't bang on the wall with the same exact tempo as the song.
Wait, you want to trade apartments with them? Not that.
No, I was just, you know what I mean? Like, to me, like, I'll play music loud, but, like, 10 o'clock is, like, quiet hours.
Sure, and that's fair.
And I know kind of the level I can take it to with my neighbors.
Yeah.
Right? I got in trouble with them once. We were very loud. It was, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah, that's
so they
fair.
Were, right, they were, like, too much. But, yeah, you kind of know it. And then I had one neighbor. They moved out. I kind of like them. They weren't very loud.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I could tell the guy, I think he would come home kind of drunk or whatever, and he would just sing. And I could hear him like through my fireplace, right? Because we have fireplaces.
Yeah.
And he must have been military because he was like, he'd be like singing the Marine Corps song and stuff. And I'd just be on my couch watching TV like, ooh, he's on a good one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You should have given him a request.
Yeah, right. What was the most annoying thing you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
Look, I did it last weekend at the hotel, right? The people, I was at the end of the hallway. The people across the way, they were partying.
All right.
So I saw them, and I saw them, it wasn't that late. And they were like, I was like, I don't care. And yeah. I mean, they were up till like 2 in the morning. Like, I woke up once to pee. I could hear them out there raging. And I was like, I don't know.
Should have joined them, man.
I thought about it because I didn't have any drinks in my room when I had like this 6-inch turkey sub. I was like, I wonder if I could sneak in one more beer with them.
It was, I stayed downtown one weekend, staying here when Comic-Con was going on.
Yeah.
Or one of the cons. And I mean, the room behind me, right behind the bed, they were throwing down.
Yeah.
But when I saw them in the hallway, they were all dressed up. They were having a blast.
I just
put the pillow over my head, like, I get it.
Comic-Con people go hard when they go to the hotels.
I mean, the first place I had over here on Capitol Hill, that was pretty loose.
Yeah.
And I knew everybody on our floor. So we would party pretty loud. But one night I was in there, same thing. And I hear this bang on my door. And I'm like, open it up. And it's just kind of a newer neighbor. And he just goes, dude, it's 3 a.m. on a Tuesday. And I go, you're right.
Yep.
Right? Like, there's nothing you could say.
You should have just said, it is.
Right.
That's weird. You came here to tell me that.
You come in a party.
Guys, it's 3 a.m. on a Tuesday.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you live? 206-803.
Sometimes you just caught dead in the right.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, dude, you're right. My bad.
You're right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hello, Lance. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hey.
Hola. So, yeah, I like the idea of my dad used to do the same thing he'd have for the July parties. He'd just invite the neighbors, right? So
yep.
They couldn't complain. They couldn't complain about it. But apartments, at my age, I would not be able to do it. There's no way. I'd be in prison. Mm. People are so inconsiderate, and they're just rude nowadays. Now, I could not live in an apartment ever again. The last time I lived in an apartment, I worked nights, and their kids used to just slam the sliding door left and right all day long. Oh, no, brutal. No. Apartments, no go. Lance could not do that.
All right. That's fair, man.
Copy, Lance.
Yeah. Well, look, man, growing up, my buddy played drums. He did not live close to me, but his neighbor, the woman next door, I mean, she would just stare us down. And it wasn't she was staring us down. Pat said she always just stared him down because he was constantly practicing. He was in two bands.
Yep.
He was in the band at school, the marching band. You know, he was just constantly playing his drums.
We all used to work with somebody who was learning to play the bass.
Yes.
Right? And he told us, like, his neighbors don't like it. And I remember Thoreau kind of looked at him like, are you plugged into the amp? And he's like, well, yeah.
I was like, brother, you don't know how to play. So part of the nobody wants to hear loud music
anyway.
Can
you just plug into your headphones?
You could do that. But again, I don't want to listen to someone play trumpet, right? But I certainly don't want to listen to someone who's learning to play trumpet. So it's not just that your bass is bleeding through. I'm like, by your own admission, you don't know what you're doing. So you're just sending these low frequencies. There is no beat. There is no melody. There is no song. It's just this horrible noise. And I'm like, bro, I play bass and I'd beat you with your bass if I had to listen to you learn. My buddy Paul, when we practiced, he played drums. And I knew him when he first started playing drums. And it was awful, right? And like anything, he ends up being good on drums. But his neighbor, so keep in mind, this is in Baltimore. Everything's a row house. So no matter what, you have a neighbor on both sides, unless you live on the corner, okay? So we have a practice in this basement because we're still teens at this point, and we really never thought about it. And then there's a real estate agent who we kind of knew, and he came by one day and said, can you guys do me a favor? Just don't practice today or practice later. We're like, yeah, cool. So he ended up selling his house to this family. It's three of them. Again, we're not really tracking with this because we're teens, so we're just focused on our stuff. And that next weekend, man, we start practicing. And, I mean, this lady, she hated us. She lost her freaking mind. But again, since we're teens and we're playing in a rock band, we're just like, suck it up, dude. You'll be fine, blah, 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 blah. So this went back and forth for probably like 3 or 4 weeks. Finally, like this agreement was reached where we would practice for like 3 hours, but at a specific time. So like on Saturday from 1 sure. to 4, we're going to practice, and these people would never be home. We would see them leave, and it got very cordial at that point because they knew like, all right, we're leaving the house because we don't want to hear this. But we figured out our happy medium. But one of the things that she told us, she had written us a note, and she's bitching about it, whatever. But she said, I don't know why you guys have to be so loud, because at that point, you're performing for yourself. You're not practicing. They're like, it's a drum set, you dumb bitch. I mean, like, they make, what do you not get about this? But whatever. Turns out she plays piano. So there's a day we heard it through the wall, just her tinkering around on piano, and she was very good. And we immediately went over, all three of us, just like, why don't you get a Casio keyboard and put in the headphones because you're performing? And just the look on her face.
Oh, like, I bet.
Oh, because we're like, that's what we were told. Because we can hear the piano. And we have a keyboard. And you can actually plug it in. And then you can still practice. And no one else has to hear it. Because you're performing, not practicing. She freaking hated us.
What was the most annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.